World. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Russian forces retreat, Ukraine's military is keeping the pressure on. Its counteroffensive pressuring and deeper into occupied territory. Meanwhile, Bill Richardson, who was worked to secure the releases of WNBA star Brittany Griner and another jailed American, Paul Whelan, visited Moscow this week and held meetings with Russian leaders. That's according to a person familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity. Richardson is a former U.S. ambassador to the United States and a frequent emissary in hostage situations. American officials have continued to press Russia to release Griner, who was sentenced last month to 9 years in prison for drug possession. Whelan, a Michigan corporate security executive, is serving a 16-year sentence on espionage-related charges. The U.S. government regards both as wrongfully detained. Twitter's former security chief told Congress on Tuesday that there was at least one agent from China Intelligence Service on Twitter's payroll and that the company knowingly allowed India to add agents to the company's roster as well. There were some of the troubling revelations from Peter Mudge-Zatko, a respected cybersecurity expert and Twitter whistleblower who appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee to lay out his allegations against the company. Zatko, who was fired earlier this year, said Twitter's leadership is misleading the public, lawmakers, regulators, and even its own board of directors. This is VOA News. Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has introduced a nationwide abortion ban, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
We would be in the mainstream of most everybody else in the world.
The South Carolina Republican says after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, a nationwide abortion ban should be federal law.
At 15 weeks, pretty much strong majority of Americans believe abortion should be the exception, not the rule.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says
it's wildly out of step with where the majority of Americans are.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell did not immediately embrace Graham's abortion ban bill.
Most of the members of my conference prefer that this be dealt with at the state level.
Graham's legislation has almost zero chance of becoming law, but it elevates the abortion issue at a time when other Republicans are focusing on inflation and other issues. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II arrived and returned to Buckingham Palace, moving through a dizzying London as the crowds lined for the route. For a glimpse of the hearse and to bid her farewell, people parked their cars along a normally busy road, got out, and waved at the hearse as it went by with lights inside illuminating the flag-draped coffin as it made its way to London. In the city, people pressed on the road and held their phones aloft as it passed. Thousands outside the palace shouted, "God save the Queen," and clapped as the hearse swung around the roundabout in front of the Queen's residence and through the route. Iron Gates, King Charles III, and other immediate family members waited inside. Former U.S. Attorney Ken Starr, whose probe led to the Clinton impeachment, has died. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
A former federal appellate judge, Ken Starr will be remembered most for his legal work in heading the criminal investigation that led to the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Starr's family said he died at a hospital Tuesday of complications from surgery. According to his former colleague, attorney Mark Lanier, Starr had been hospitalized in an intensive care unit in Houston for about 4 months. Starr was demoted from the presidency at Baylor University in 2016 amid a sex assault scandal that rocked the Big 12 school and its football program. In 2020, he was recruited to join the legal team representing Donald Trump in the nation's third presidential impeachment trial. Ken Starr was 76. Norman Hall, Washington.
And recapping our top story, as Russian forces retreat, Ukraine's military is keeping the pressure on in its counteroffensive, pressing deeper into occupied territory. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.